Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio, Satanic Sunday 2, The Wrath of Black Phillip. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread of the Horrified. How goes it, gentlemen?
All goes well.
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. I was very enthusiastic. I'm festive tonight. It's Satanic Sunday, and you see my shirt?
Yes.
Festive.
Our Dark Lord is proud of you.
R.I.P. Yep.
he's got it now, not me. I'm no longer deaf.
Oh, come on. I didn't do that.
So did.
It's messed up.
So yes. Welcome us to the episode, Dan. Come on.
I did. I already did. This is episode 258, Satanic Sunday 2, The Wrath of Black Phillip.
There you go.
Welcome. Bit of sad news to kick it off. Joel Reed of Bloodsucking Creek's fame passed away. That's what's being referenced. And we will have a special Bloodsucking Creek's episode for you guys coming soon.
We'll be reviewing the first film on an upcoming show or that film.
Or I wouldn't call it. Show. I would. Who knows?
Yeah. That's a good point. But I wouldn't call it a special. That's overdoing, stepping a little.
No, yeah, not a special. I know, that's a movie that holds a very special place in my heart. So
I know, and that's why I had to bring you back down. There's no way we can do a full tribute show to it with 6 movies and 2 are borderline good.
That might be the best performance from a dwarf of all time. Period. End of story. Ralphus for life.
Peter Dinklage. Let's continue and move on so we don't shit on the man's grave.
We'll save this for our 420 special.
We will. We will indeed. So we hope for you guys that you're checking out our Flesh Wound Features Patreon page, which you can access at patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We have a quickly growing number of exclusive episodes, and you can see that down there. Not pointing to my dick, pointing to the gimmick.
Hope you're enjoying the debauchery.
The last episode we did a couple days ago was especially naughty, and we can't get that naughty on YouTube, so starts at $1.
Stop saying $1.
I was going to say the same thing.
Sexy voice. That's what brings in the listens.
No.
Okay.
Like 75%. I have a toll-free voice. That's why that and the hat if you're, looking live. But
the way you pronounce naughty was like when Austin Power says nutty when he's drinking his coffee. And it's creeping me out.
I am not creepy at all. Naughty. You just give it a little spike.
Okay.
Right. Seduce the listener.
I'm going to go file a police report right now.
Right.
That's messed up. Well, anyway, somebody likes my voice, but yeah, you know, why else would you be listening?
There's someone for everyone, Dan.
There is. So, yes, check out that Patreon. And all right, so we'll get into some more promotion later, but we got to kick this off. This episode I'm very excited about because we're reviewing a very well-known film and one that is not well-known at all. And we'll kick it off.
Well, to be fair, it's like the number one film on Amazon Prime. So not known at all is a stretch, Dan.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The number one film.
The number one streaming film.
It must have been because of Easter.
Yeah.
That's just went up. Wow.
That's awesome. That's really cool, actually.
I underestimated then who's responding to this.
I don't know if that's just horror.
It's bigger than like Toy Story 3 or something, though. That's what, yeah.
Streaming. No, see, there's a difference between Prime streaming and VOD streaming.
Or just streaming in general.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking on Prime.
On Prime. Okay. Well, well, I don't want to get ahead of myself. All right. So this is Antrim, the deadliest film ever made, from co-directors David Amito and Michael Lacini. And this film, refusing to accept that his recently euthanized dog, Maxine, is now burning in the pits of hell, devastated young Nathan finds himself tormented by constant nightmares and infernal visions. To ease his suffering, Nathan's older sister, Aurelie, takes him on a trip into the grim woods to find the fabled spot where Lucifer himself fell to earth when he was cast out of heaven, and open a portal to the unknown. Now bent on rescuing the dead dog's soul, the determined siblings follow the unholy instructions of a genuine grimoire, digging their way through the inner layers of the Neverworld. However, as they delve deeper and deeper into the cursed realm, disturbing incidents start to occur as dark signs tell the unprotected explorers of the supernatural to leave while they still can. Is Aurelie's mind playing tricks on her? Have they unearthed, indeed, hell's unfathomable secrets? All right, so just recently finished watching this one. Very excited to talk about it. So this film sort of starts out in mockumentary format, explaining the origins of this movie that we're about to watch and the people that met very grim fates who have seen it. They sort of highlight that it's a lost film that had a few screenings and horrible things happened. That portion is roughly the first 8 or 9 minutes before they get into the film itself. And guys, I got to tell you, this is a fucking winner for me. I haven't talked to you about it, but totally unique setup. I wasn't too sure at the beginning. I thought, oh, okay, is this going to be sort of a filmmaker's, you know, that the filmmaker is sort of the lead character? It's not. It basically does just go in and tell the traditional movie format. And if you enjoy satanic themed horror, this is a must. I love the way it was kind of filtered to really look like it was a lost film from 1979. And the ambiance here is amazing. I felt like it was just like one big fever dream. I knew I was going to love it when they used the footage from Haxan in the beginning narration. This man, before I geek out too much, I'll tag you guys a lot more. Oh, I fucking love this movie. It's so good.
I knew you were going to love the Haxan moments because when we went to Horror Nights and that shit popped up in that one maze, and I was like, oh. Dan's got a boner.
I did. A full, yes.
I'm going to close.
Okay. I thought this was a very cool and interesting way to tell this story. At first I was like, why does this need two directors? And then I'm like, oh, one focuses on the feature and one focuses on the doc style. At least that's what I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm with Dan here. This was really, really, really cool. The fact that it starts off with the doc part, I was also like, okay, where's this going to go? Oh, this is pretty damn interesting. And then mm-hmm. we just delve right in. And then that, the actual feature story is pretty cool. It starts off with a boy who loves his dog and his very, very shitty mother saying that the dog's going to hell. Like, why would you do that to your little kid?
He was a bad dog.
Yeah, so, and then we get that really cool furnace thing that looks like the, Todd, if you want to pull it up, that Bohemian Grove type steampunk Baphomet. Yeah. It's like a oven type deal. He's Hillbilly's also my main cookie meth in there. Who knows?
You know, I hit the wrong button. That's like the third time I did it while I'm trying to bring this thing up.
That's okay.
You know, that's what I do.
That's cool.
There we go.
Yeah, that thing's really goddamn cool. I want one. To sacrifice children in there. no erotic stuff will happen around me with that shit. But yeah, that thing's really goddamn cool. And I just wanted to make sure everyone saw that. This alone is worth checking it out. That's badass. And then the movie goes by stages or chapters. I forgot how they call it, but like different circles.
Circles cool. of hell, yeah.
Orally though, like that name, you could have used a different name. I guess the whole time. I recommend checking this out. It's very interesting and very, very cool. At the end, it's I don't want to give a spoilers until it gets cleared, but I love the symbols that they decided to put in.
I'm curious on Dan though, because here's one thing: he's notorious for just stopping something. Did you watch the credit stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know you did that. Dude, respect the filmmakers. As a filmmaker yourself, even if you don't pay attention, at least let it play.
Well, produce. Yeah. I didn't direct anything, but
you still work.
I
don't get that either. I
before
like I haven't made anything like official, and I always stay
at the very least. Dan, if you're watching at home, just fast forward to the end.
Oh yeah. No, I right before we recorded, it's funny you mentioned the dog thing because I was explaining this to a friend, and she's like, why would a dog go to hell? And I was like,
the cartoon said all dogs go to heaven. This mother is a whore. Well, I think that movie was made after the 70s movie.
That's true. But
so we're pre all dogs.
I hope this ends up being like a found. Headless type scenario where we get this movie released by itself. That'd be pretty cool. Or that an extra cool. on the physical copy. Which
Or missing footage, maybe. You know, there's different things you could do.
It's
this movie's suspenseful, too.
It's from Uncorked. They're not, their MOD discs aren't normally features packed. But, you know, I know Dan's already looking to jump back in, and I haven't said a word.
Take it away, Todd.
That's why.
Okay, you guys liked it better than me.
Okay.
Calm down, Dan.
Yeah.
I said you liked it better. I didn't say I didn't like it, so knock your shit off.
I didn't
give him a look.
Dan, we can see you now. So when you sit there fucking gaping hole in front of your face, we get
have an expressive face. What can I do?
You know, there's people listening still, so don't forget about them. Dan's already like, fuck those listeners. We're video. If you can't see my hat, you could suck a dick.
It makes you say naughty.
I actually wanted more of the mockumentary. I was expecting more. Because I do think the second or the film itself, you could have done that, could have been tightened up, and you could have had more room for the doc. But I still really enjoyed it. I think there's a little bit of gimmick in it, with all the symbols and stuff. The devil, or was that the devil? I don't know what the fuck you call him.
What's the name of that?
Astaroth.
Yeah, that was really cool.
They address that in the credits.
Oh yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, Dan, you never watched
the Craig. Oh my God, I want to smack Dan in his face really bad. Next time I see you, Dan, I'm just gonna smack you, and you're not gonna know why. See, I mean, and the one thing you call, I didn't think all the aging stuff looked digital to me.
It clearly filters, but I thought it was cool. Yeah.
It was cool, but yeah. Because here's the thing. When you find an old film, what's the first thing they do?
Dust it off.
They remaster it, make it look good. Yeah. So I don't, the whole grindhouse thing's kind of played out for me. And it looked digital.
Did it make you feel like you were watching a modern movie, though? I thought they did a pretty good job of making it feel of the time period.
But that had nothing to do with the digital stuff. I think the two people in it looked like of the era, or didn't look like they.
I thought the kid looked 70s. The girl did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, I thought she pulled it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I dug the filter. It reminded me of what's that Ty West movie? House of the Devil.
That's one I don't. It doesn't bother me. This one's probably the closest to that, because there's a lot of shitty ones that overdo it. This one was subtle enough, but it still was something I noticed. Probably because if you watch our opening to the show, it has that filter on it. But I'm not trying to present that as an actual film. I did enjoy it.
I'm with you too, though. I think they could have did a little more of the documentary stuff, because that stuff was fascinating. And like the only familiar face that took me out of the movie was that black dude with the mole. I'm like, oh, I know him from other places. They should have cast somebody else.
But yeah, I would have liked to seen it closer to half and half. That would have been. Then I would have loved it.
It's entirely possible you could still maybe get that. I'm sure there's probably more stuff that they filmed. It is mostly the movie, again. I thought the opposite. I really thought this was going to be a mockumentary that somehow tied, like he was going to find. I thought it was going to be like Cigarette, not a mockumentary, but sort of similar to Cigarette Burns, where Norman Reedus hunts
down. So you've been totally blind.
Pretty much. I didn't know a whole lot. I knew it was satanic themed. One that's been on my list for a little while. But one thing that this also delivered was suspense. Like when they come across the Russian rednecks. I don't know. Can you have Russian rednecks? I guess.
Sure.
And then like that looked a little bit tense there. I thought some pretty, I was thinking.
I got some True Detective vibes from that. Todd, you need to get on that.
I know.
That's not a spoiler, but you'll, because it's in the boonies. Was like, hey, I think you're related to some people over here in True Detective Land.
I know. I've been recommended this numerous times. Like, our friend from the Seventh Circle of Hell has told me this is what's awesome. So he recommended this quite a few times. Or he asked me if I watched it yet, too.
It came on my radar because a buddy of mine, he's like, hey, have you seen this? And I'm like, I think I've seen the poster. It might have been between you and Kruger. But he's like, oh, I kind of want to check it out. I'll check it out first. And I recommended him watching it, and I recommend you guys watching it too. So
yeah, I mean, I got to tell you guys.
I don't know. It's throwing me off. Look how big Dan is compared to us.
I'm not leaning back. There we
lean with it. Rock with it.
There you
watch my office chair break. There we go. Is that good?
I was just saying, it was just throwing me off. You look like you had a fucking giant head.
You know. No, but
gotta get the whole hat. Just remember, get the whole hat in the frame.
There you go. I can't tell you guys how much I love this one. This one was like, just it fucking transported me into this movie's world. It's probably, God, maybe the best thing Uncorked ever put out. I'm ignoring what Todd's doing. Don't make me say it again, Todd, because that's going to be like a theme for every show if you keep fucking with me, sir.
Well, I'm just going to replace you then.
It's fucked up.
Ozzy's going to have to start watching movies.
You're going to get Ozzy to watch Antrim?
I'm going to do something. He could lie.
Oh, my God, that poor goat. I don't do a good Ozzy yet, but no.
Do you like the squirrel?
I want the squirrel. Oh, my God. I want that fucking squirrel.
Yeah, they should really make it and sell it like a plush or something. That was pretty cool. I'd buy it.
$100 for me right now if I could have easy. That squirrel here. The apocalypse and shit is like, I want my fucking apocalypse devil squirrel with me. Oh, my God. Now I'm sad because I bet I can't buy it. I'm going to contact the filmmakers and whoever made the prop and see if I can buy it off of them. If you're listening to this show, I would love to have that devil squirrel. Please send it to me.
They can probably use the money right now, too, so I hope you really do it.
There you go. Yes, if it's the same fucking squirrel, $100 right now, goddammit. I love that squirrel. Oh, yes.
You know what he's going to do with that squirrel, too.
Very funny.
Daniel Gear.
We're not even 40 days into the apocalypse, Todd.
It's day 41. It's over.
You saying I'm going to fuck that there squirrel?
God.
This man over here is calling me a squirrel fucker.
Your merriment is not good.
So, Bohemian. You know what? If Dan wants to buy that, I will buy the Baphomet, depending on the price. If you make a little one, take my money.
Fuck. Right.
Nice paperweight. So what are we giving this movie?
I will not be ashamed. I'm giving it a 5. Well,
okay, I was going to say let me go first because we know Dan's rating. Go ahead, I'll close again.
No, you
can't. He did not let anyone go first. You notice that?
He's got a hard-on for Antrim, so it's okay.
Well, maybe point the camera down.
I'm a 4.
Okay. I'm actually in the middle between you guys. 4.5, so... But I recommend checking it out and finding for yourself. Because I've also heard people absolutely hate this movie, and
I was going to say, the one word of warning, if you don't like a slow horror film, you're not going to really like this one.
Or if you don't like documentary style or found footage.
Yeah. I don't think that, no. I think it's such a small portion.
But it will throw people off. Oh, they found a movie? Who gives a shit?
Would you consider this one especially slow, though? Because this does have action and a lot that happens.
It's slow. It's slow.
Yeah, but it's...
Dan, it's slow.
It's not like Corky slow, but it's slow. Is Corky too old of a reference?
No, that's probably good enough where we won't, the people who would get offended don't understand it.
Perfect.
There were demonic things popping up here and there. I mean, this wasn't... how do you say it? Hagazusa? That is a slow movie. Which I liked, but that was a slow movie. I don't
care. Okay, well, this one's slow too, Dan. It may not be that slow.
Okay. All right. Just don't be dissing my movie. All right.
It's slow just like you.
That's messed up, Todd.
Ooh.
I prefer special.
That's early.
No.
Nice.
Wrong one.
Todd's going to put up a dick pic. This is why,
Uh-oh.
I do it by mistake.
It's Richard Gere. That's a dick pic, right?
Just these dead bodies. It's like, oh my God, those effects are so realistic. Todd, I didn't know you were in a horror movie.
Black Phillip. Let's talk the witch, Dan. Introduce this bitch.
Yeah, I will introduce it. We're actually covering a 4K version of it tonight. The Witch from director Robert Eggers follows New England, 1630. Sorry, I thought it reading the date wrong. William and Catherine lead a devout Christian life with their 5 children, homesteading on the edge of an impassable wilderness. When their newborn son mysteriously vanishes and their crops fail, the family begins to turn on one another. The Witch is a chilling portrait of a family unraveling within their own fears and anxieties, leaving them prey to an inescapable evil. Apologize, the text was like really small there, so might have botched. But all right, so just to set this up, Todd has not watched The Witch until today, just a few short hours ago, I believe. And so we're going to tag him in first. Todd, what did you think of your first time watch of The Witch?
Well, I will start with, this was so hyped up going into it.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So if this didn't hit the mark.
I completely get that, but let's see.
Dan's been sucking this movie's dick for I don't know how long. Pugs has been right there next to him holding the balls.
Oh, yeah.
So the verdict is I actually liked it quite a bit. I prefer The Lighthouse.
Okay.
But
you can totally tell.
Dan's going to say this. He's going to fuck up. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. Hold on. You can totally tell it's the same director, right? Yeah.
What were you going to say, Dan? You were going to say, I don't like The Lighthouse, weren't you?
I didn't say you didn't like it, but you had complaints about
The Lighthouse. My complaint was it's not a horror film. It's a surreal film. It's not a horror film. That's my thing. And Dan, for some reason, makes it like, because I think that doesn't mean I like it less. No. So, no. I just don't think it's...
It's fringy. Yeah.
It's horror adjacent. I'll give it that. Yeah. But it's not. I wouldn't call Eraserhead a horror film. I mean, so. But it's not.
Arguments can be made for either. But right. It also, it's perception and
yeah.
How do you digest
it? Well, I don't consider that one a horror film. This one, I do.
Yeah, that's
just, and
that's,
not that.
Lynch not is that his own genre.
He is. Fucking Eggers is his own genre, too, it looks like.
I will watch anything this man does. It's. Yeah. I'll always be interested.
It took a minute. I want to say the first 20 minutes is like, God, I'm not going to like this.
Oh, no.
and then it started going. I will also say I do prefer Midsommar to this also, but.
Ari Aster's the man.
I didn't know I was going to argue with you on that one. Yeah. But I know I liked it. I
like The Witch more than Midsommar. Okay.
I wish I would have seen it theatrically.
Same. For you.
You didn't?
No,
okay.
For you. I saw it like three times in the theater.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I did.
You know how hard it is to focus at home nowadays?
Yes. That's why when I were watching, I'm like, dude, you got to turn your phone off. Like,
yeah, I know. That was already my plan. I just turned the volume off, but it worked.
Can I ask you, Todd, have you watched The Lighthouse again since it came on Blu-ray? Because I know we saw it when I was down in L.A.
Yeah, actually I did.
Okay. I was just curious because I know that was like the second or third film that night. So I always wondered if it rained.
Yeah. So get it out of your head, Dan. Me saying I don't think it's a horror film doesn't mean I don't like it.
Okay. Fuck that movie right now. We're talking about The Witch.
I know, but that movie comes up.
Continue, Todd, with your.
Okay. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. I'm still not 100% sure on some things.
Okay.
Like the random hot witch in the woods.
I got it. Okay. Well, let's go with that. So the random hot witch in the woods.
Right. Are we just going to say spoilers now? Or?
Yeah, fuck it.
We might be a little, because this has been out a while. So we want to talk, a little more openly about it. So...
Graphic.
Yeah, I'm working.
Yeah.
So spoilers from here on, right?
Yeah, a little more open. It's not a super spoilery movie, but
there we go. I didn't put a dozen up this time, so I'm warning. So if you're listening, now's the time. We're gonna get a little spoilerish if you haven't seen it.
But it's also this movie's hard to understand, so. Knowing stuff going in might help even more because I was a nerd and I look up witch stuff randomly because I'm a horror fan and just weird shit in general. Mm-hmm. So like some of these things stood out to me and I'll get to that in a little bit. So the random hot witch, do you remember in the early on, the I forgot the little boy's name, but he was staring at his sister's tits. he had sin in his... sin in him, and his was lust. So that's easy how that witch was able to get him. And I truly believe that that's the same witch from the beginning. And Todd, if you want to throw that graphic up, I will explain that one. Because my mind early on.
Am I doing the right one? I don't even know at this point.
The wood carving. Yes.
Okay.
So if you can see here, these witches are turning some shit in a pot, a cauldron. That's a spell. So what you take is baby blood and baby fat, and you make it into like a gelatin, and then you rub that over your broom or your stick, and that's what makes them fly. So when I saw the kid get kidnapped, and then this bitch is fucking with the knife, and then like you see her rubbing the stick, I was like, no shit, they're going like accurate with this.
Right.
And then she starts flying, and then we'll get cut to the end. Everyone's flying at the top. Where did the two kids go? They just got cooked, and that's how they're flying. So like, this has a lot of like little intricate things, and I'm a big fucking mark for this movie.
Yes,
and I should say for people that maybe don't know some of the backstory of the movie, the dialogue, the story, everything's taken from actual journals, court records.
I mean, Dan Eggers was also a Shakespeare actor, and like he studied Shakespeare, so he knew how to make this type of dialogue work.
Yeah, absolutely. It such a attention to detail in this, and
for me sorry, Dan, but for me, that like the fact that everything looks perfect, the dialogue perfect, it took me there. Like I was no longer in 2020, 2019, or whenever I fucking saw this stupid movie. It just immersed me into it, and I was fully involved. And then, since watching Spartacus, and they talk all weird on that too, I'm like, yeah.
I swear, for like 2 years, I was just walking around. I stubbed my toe. Jupiter's cock.
Hell yeah! Finally, the gods remove cock from fucking ass. That man's a poet.
Yes. Soon, don't worry.
Yeah, cool. Dan, you go ahead, and I'll try not to interrupt you this time.
Oh no worries. I'm not being funny. Like, I legit want a Black Phillip. I want one so bad. There is going to be so much.
That's going to be so loose.
What?
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Shut up, Todd. That is like going to be like the big impulse buy after this quarantine is up. I'm going to have like a fucking Black Phillip. You're going to have.
I'm not getting no damn tiger. I'm getting a Black Phillip.
I'm getting a fucking Black Phillip. I'm going to have it do the show with me. You're going to see it like over my shoulder.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, man. He's going to be.
Then we're going to just watch him fucking ram him. And his head's going to be on the fucking box.
The dad actually got hurt filming he got gored. He got rammed filming. You know, when all the wood falls on him?
Ralph Ineson. Yeah, he's a really good actor.
He, I guess the goat went a little too hard, and he was in the hospital for like almost a week.
You know, it's gonna be awesome when it happens. When it happens to Dan, we're just gonna watch. We're just gonna make it so we can all see the whole thing happen. we'll get the full screen.
That's fucked.
Just so we can see it all. Hey, we got to document it. So when they ask what happened to Dan,
we got proof. No one did it. It's Black Phillip.
No calling.
We'll get us some new followers.
That would be cool. Horror podcaster gored by Black Phillip. I think look out, Fangoria. Bloody disgusting. You're
fucked. That's funny. So did you catch the subtle references of Eden and like them being banished from paradise?
Okay, yeah.
So, and because of, and what was the dad's sin? He was prideful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was like, I can do this. And then, you know, he's just surrounded by rot. Oh, and then also the kid choked up the apple.
Right.
Adam and Eve. This gets better with every fucking watch, Todd.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of these lately, which it's nice. The more cerebral horror films lately of the lower budget variety that have actually been managing to break out in theaters, and this is one. It's destined to split people because it is not a mainstream movie. it's not, you know, something that's going to appeal to everybody, but goddamn, it's intelligent. It makes you think afterwards.
I do feel a little snobby every time I hear someone say that they don't like it, and I ask why. And no, but I shouldn't even ask why, because like I already have a prejudgment. Oh, you're kind of stupid. Because like, this is not for everybody at all. And I understand why you don't like it, but I don't agree with, oh, I don't understand what's going on. Like, it's not hard to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
It's just, it's deep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's obvious even from my first viewing. There's layers that I'll see, I'll get more, because I was just taking it in for the first time. Mm-hmm. So
now, can you imagine watching this on the stream and the power going out?
Because oh, that's what happened.
The first time I saw it, the family was at eating dinner the first time and was looking all like Jesus Christ, and then it goes black, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. And they came back like 15 minutes later.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. This Black Phillip alone. Fucking awesome. And then What's Thou Like to Live Deliciously?
Yes.
Yes. Where's the book? Let me sign.
Right.
So fucking cool. And those little brats. Fuck those kids. Okay. Dan, I have a question.
Yeah.
The mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did it.
Yeah, I figured. Sam, the first.
Only if the crow is there.
The little baby. This one, I've seen it a bunch of times, but I'm still confused. That baby was not the dad's kid?
Ask that again. I'm a little confused.
In the dialogue, I believe the mom confesses to having an affair, and I don't think the little baby was his kid. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, because they don't really, like I said, they don't delve on that sort of thing. So you do have to pay attention. Yeah, yeah, I didn't even remember that, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think I caught that.
That's what it was? Okay. Cool. Because, like, I've seen it a bunch of times, and I never pick up that part. I always try to remember to focus on that part so I pay attention. I should just go to that part and rewind it.
Right. That'd be too easy.
Yeah. I fucking love this movie. I can suck a dick all night. Todd, are you going to rewatch it?
I will. Yeah, I definitely will.
You going to give it a while?
I don't know how long, but I know once I get this goddamn everything reorganized and shit, I'm going to do the big screen and watch it.
What do you mean?
My 106-inch screen.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
So, because it's once I do that and I turn the lights off, it's easier to just, like, not be disturbed and watch it. Because it's the whole thing. I got to get up and pause it once the screen's down. So it's like going to the movies. Leave me alone and I'm watching this.
Perfect.
That'll be nice while you can't go to the movies.
this time when I watched it, I actually watched it at a witching hour, which is like super fucking late because I couldn't sleep. So I was watching a shit ton. It was all dark, all quiet, and I was like, and I haven't seen the movie in about a year.
Okay.
And like, I fell in love with it again. I need to go buy the poster that I've always said I wanted to get. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would love to meet Robert Eggers and Ari Aster.
Same. Oh my god! Can you imagine like a bookend photo?
they're basically
Dan Boner would own.
That would get me to a convention.
Got to do it waist up, Dan. Otherwise, it's gonna be all Boner.
You know how much I'd pay just to get a photo? Let me show you some. I'm gonna get up 1 second and show you something that's in my bathroom that a friend drew for me.
Do we really want to see what he has in his bathroom? I'm kind of afraid.
When Black Phillip got up and started talking off screen, did you like that moment?
That was cool. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Little home drawing.
Hold on. Though. Let's make it full screen.
I think I, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Just a little thing I put up in my bathroom that
I will guide thy hand. Oh, my God. I'm going to watch this again now.
And you want a Black Phillip, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I got a room for it, but I would love it. Yeah.
Can I get like a mini one? Do they got like a Bella size one for me?
Yeah, baby goat. So what else, Dan? What was your experience watching it the first time?
I remember, you know, it's funny. I always look for reactions for people in the theater. This wasn't like full, but it was, you know, close to full. And there were a few people in front of me and across from me that I could tell didn't really like it. And it was like, guys. And I could tell, like, they were the, you know, Transformers is the best movie ever.
Some people don't like some people go to the movies not to think, and I can't even hate on that.
I can't either.
Hey, we like.
I can be a snob, though, and turn my nose up, but.
Right. We like some goofy shit, too, for sure, but.
Well, I don't mean that, but some people want it as an escape, not a deep think.
Sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. But we don't get a lot of deep thinks in theaters for sure. So it's nice. It's refreshing. I think Ari Aster and Eggers are icons of this generation. I really do. I think they will be 20, 30 years from now. You know, you will have a core of horror fans that are going to be obsessed with these guys.
And it's always funny to me that the people who make the most standout horror movies never really liked horror that much to begin with. Because he's only said, like, I love The Shining. That's about all the horror I can do because, like, Jason and Freddy are too much for me. I'm like, okay. Sure. All right. Sure. Every time someone asks me to explain this movie, I always say, this is a steady roller coaster, mm-hmm. but it's a free fall. So all the time, it just constantly, slowly rises up, 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 even to the point at the end where she's rising up. And then it never drops. It's just,
yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah. Especially like the boy when he starts like spouting all that crap. It's just like, it's intense. It's like, take me into my holy arms. It's when somebody gonna slap the little bastard.
you were talking about like theater and like the people you could tell didn't like it. I'll tell you my Lords of Salem story. As soon as the credits rolled, there was just one black dude. He's like, "That sucks." And there was like four of us in the theater in the opening day, but it was fucking hilarious.
I don't think we've ever talked about Lords of Salem, at least on here for me. Did you guys like that movie?
I did. I wish we had a different lead. I actually thought Scout Taylor Compton would have been better. Okay. But, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Dan?
Oh, I loved Lords of Salem. I think it's probably Rob Zombie's film that doesn't completely feel like, I mean, it does, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't totally feel like a Rob Zombie movie in a strange, compared to the other films.
It is the most different of the batch, but the dialogue definitely feels like a Rob Zombie film.
I think it's his best looking movie, but I cannot stand that fucking movie.
No?
No. Oh, really? I wanted more, when it was first announced, he's like, oh yeah, we're delving into witches. I'm like, this is just a drug addict who doesn't know what the hell she's doing. At least that's my guess. I don't like it. I wanted more of the witch than Lords of Salem.
Right.
That was a fail for me. I went to one of the Q&As, one of the first screenings, and usually when the director walks out, and it's also this fucking Rob Zombie, Rob Zombie fan, you applaud. It was fucking dead silence. We were all just like... Because he walked out with Sherry Moon.
Right.
And everyone was just confused. It was awkward as fuck. I enjoyed that part.
You know what? Awkward. Be the one guy. Show us your tits.
I don't want to see that shit. I was mad she was there. I'm like, I just want to hear from Rob. What are you going to do, laugh out there? Go away, bitch.
All that hate for Sherry.
I should be careful because I'm getting closer and closer to Rob's. Knowing Rob Zombie. I know every one of his fucking band members except him. It's annoying.
He's probably super busy. I mean, you know, shit. That's why I think Sherry's not in non Rob Zombie stuff. She's so connected.
She's good in Toolbox Murders.
That was the best she's ever been.
Nice.
It's
not pussy whipped.
Yeah, I would have been. I mean, I don't think Meryl Streep, but she can certainly act. I would have liked to have seen some of the other stuff she might have been offered outside of Rob Zombie's little.
You know, that was all Rob saying, you got to be in a Toby Hooper movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Toby just hit me up. You want to be in it? Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So what do you rate it, Todd? I don't think there's a lot of surprise here from us.
I don't think it's going to be super high, but let's hope.
It's 4.5.
Wow. Cool. That's way higher than I thought. I thought you were going to go like 3.5 or 4.
Oh, like, no.
It is a lot to take in for your first viewing.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I knew that. I thought I was getting shit for not giving it a 5.
It's a fucking 6, dude. This movie's fascinating. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. No, it is. If you haven't seen it yet, now's a good a time as any. Check it out. No excuses.
And then look up some like witch stuff. I think the thing's called flying ointment or something ointment. The spell they used for the flying babies and just like little things like that. It's fascinating to look up. Like, do research into witchcraft, witches, and the old Salem trials and shit like that. Pick a lot of shit.
Completely different tone. I know. I think Todd and I did the movie. But what did you think of Love Witch?
I didn't see it.
Oh no!
Did you see Love Witch?
I was supposed to see it at the Egyptian Theater, and then something happened, and I just never got around to it.
So if Dan watched it today, he'd be complaining how woke it is. He would. All of a sudden, I'm not going to go into that here. Let's just wrap it up.
Cool. Yeah, fucking love The Witch. Everyone should watch it.
That was Dan's cue.
All right, guys, so be sure to check out fleshwoundfeatures.com and the Flesh Wound and eBay. I appreciate all your business. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. A lot of content on there for you and a lot more on the way. Lots of exclusive. It starts at $1, guys, less than the price of
a flesh wound.
A candy bar to get access to some of this stuff. And it helps support us, so we very much appreciate it. And you can see all the
Dan offering candy. Creepy.
There you go. Yes, we should have
called in the van.
The white van. The white van. We need to add another one now. White van. Go. We have one.
99 cents.
There you go. And get on there. We appreciate all of your help. Also, be sure to join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group, or we'll cut your fucking head off. And be sure to like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page. And we are now almost on everything. We are on Spotify. That's a new one. Not iTunes. Now it's Apple Podcasts. Get my new shit down. Stitcher. The only thing, Spreaker,
SoundCloud.
Spreaker, I guess, is behind. There were some issues with Spreaker, but we're on.
So why are you even bringing it up?
Bringing it up, it might be fixed. So, SoundCloud.
We're not. We already see this is what happens when I disappear.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, we are available on YouTube or all your podcast listening options. That's all you need now.
Simplify.
Hey, Patreon. Did you pimp out the Patreon?
I pimped our Patreon, sir.
Well, yes. I had a computer issue, so I disappeared. Hopefully there's not a big blank spot where...
that would be funny.
Because I disappeared for a minute. My internet dropped. But okay. Well, let's get the hell out of here then.
Hail Black Phillip. Later, guys.
Black Phillip for life.
Live deliciously.